The Google Story. Here is the story of the most amazing business, media and technology success of our time. It was unbelievable to see that two young graduate students from Stanford University became famous for developing the world's most fastest and reliable search engine. Those two students were Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They had initially disagreed with each other on most things during their first meeting. However, their friendship did not end because of the disagreement, but in fact they collaborated a year later on a project called BackRub. In their research project, they came up with a plan to make a search engine that ranked websites according to the number of other websites that linked to that site, and ultimately came up with the Google we have today. Before their project, web ranking result based on number of times the search term appeared on a page. BackRub was the ancestor of Google that ran for over a year on the servers of Stanford University before it was closed down because it was being used too much bandwidth for the university to handle. It did not make Larry and Sergey to end the project. The two friends changed the name of the search engine to Google in an effort to continue the operation of the search engine. The name basically originated from a play on a mathematical term called Googol. This was a number represented by numeral 1 followed by 100 zeros. The name was perfect for what Larry and Sergey had in their minds, and they wanted a search engine with the ability to organize unlimited quantity of information on the internet. Larry and Sergey needed to find funds to support the costs of buying and running their own servers because they had lost the use of Stanford servers. Luck was on their side, and lucky for the whole world, a white knight came to their rescue. The co-founder of Sun Microsystems, Andy Berchtoldsheim, presented them with a check for $100,000 to an entity which did not exist yet. The two friends had quickly set up a shop in the garage of Susan Wojcicki, who was the sister-in-law of Sergey Brin. Soon they opened a bank account in the new company's name and deposited Andy's check. Craig Silverstein, who was their first employee, who was their fellow computer science graduate student at Stanford University. The domain google.com was registered on September 14, 1997, and Google Corporation was formed a year later in September 1998. Google started selling advertisements with its keyword searches in 2000, and so Google AdWords AdSense was born. These advertisements used a system based on the pretense that you only paid for your advertising if someone clicked on your ad link, hence the term pay-per-click, PPC, was born. The term PageRank was patented in September 2001. This term is actually named after co-founder Larry Page and not as something named because it is the rank of a page, web page. Google's success started, and within a short time of only 1 year, it had become one of the fastest growing Silicon Valley of the 20th century.